2019 is here. Die Laughing Records is here. We have for you episode 15 right now. And you know what? We've got a lot of cool new releases that I think you're going to be excited about. But right now I'm excited about one thing I'm going to do for you. And that's play the world premiere of the Die Laughing Records new theme song by a band from Vancouver, Washington. The band's called Born Sick, and this is the Die Laughing Records jingle. So hey, Chelsea, can you kick this off for us?
These groups are not just great bands, they're fucking great friends of mine.
We'll be right back.
just heard Social Unrest with Girl Called Kill. Can't wait for later this year when we can start playing you the music that's been unreleased that you've never heard. That'll be out on Die Laughing Records, so keep checking dielaughingrecords.com for more information about that. And right before that, that kicked off the show after Chelsea from Bite spoke, was I Don't Know by Jesus and the Dinosaurs from Sacramento. Great track, great band name. I love it. Anyway, let's get on with the show. Here is the Die Laughing Records triple shot of the week.
Yeah. you got such a shitty deal? It's broken, it's broken. That's such a vast improvement. It's broken, it's broken. That's such a vast improvement. You could never touch it. You could never feel it. You could never force it. You could never hold it. That's the reason I'm quitting.
Okay, so that was It's Broken by East Bay Ray and The Killer Smiles. Ray will be going back in the studio sometime during this month to be finishing some final mixes and some change-ups he wants to do to the record before we release it later this year on Die Laughing Records. You can check out dielaughingrecords.com for more information on this project. And before that, you heard White Trash Debutantes with 2 for 1 off the 2001 split CD that came out on Orange Peel Records. That was with Cell Block 5. And you just heard White Trash off it. The record is called What's It All About. It is available on all the download platforms. I know that for a fact because I checked before I'm saying this. And before that, you heard Great Again by Alpha Bronze. Ironic and weird part is the singer on that track is John, who was in Cell Block 5 at the time when we recorded the 2001 split you just heard White Trash come from. Anyway, everyone's connected. That's just the way the world works, and that's the way this is going to happen. So anyway, that was your triple shot of the week. This is the news. The news is here, and it's Mr. Dave Dalton. Yeah.
Hello, folks. Got some shows going on here in February. We have 2 exclusive performances from Die Laughing Records, Screaming Bloody Marys. They will be supporting The Undead with Bobby Steele, formerly of The Misfits. You can see both those bands Thursday, February 7, 2019 at the Press Club in Sacramento, California. Jillian Elizabeth is the promoter. She's up and coming, man, in Sacramento. Then Saturday, February 9, 2019, at the Bottom of the Hill, San Francisco, California. That's Hawk Valentine Presents, and great promoter, man. So, and also on that bill, both those dates and more, we have an artist. His name is Jason Martinez. He's in a band called The Infirmities. And yeah, this is going to be a blast having all these bands on there. So, okay, man, here we go. Rob, let's play some Screaming Bloody Marys.
Johnny Fucker.
Hey, listen, I'm going to talk about Dick and Jane and No Alternative. They're playing a show January 26, 2019 at Bender's in San Francisco, California. And on that bill is The Pathogens with Cinderblock. She was in the band called Tilt. Now, the Dick and Jane, they're going to have guests like Chelsea Rose from Bite, Ward from Pokicide, Jimmy Crucifix from The Next. It's going to be a fabulous show. Get on down there, man. Tickets are going to fly off the shelf. The show starts about 9 o'clock. It's Dick and Jane, No Alternative, and The Pathogens. All right, hey, Rob, let's play some Dick and Jane and maybe do a back-to-back on that one. Play No Alternative. Take it away.
Okay, for all of you who can say me too, it's called Rape.
1, 2, 3, 4...
Even if you bought me dinner first, even if I'm wearing a miniskirt, even if I said yes once, if I say no, and it's called rape. Even if you bought me drinks, even if I'm selling it, even if I made a mistake, if I say no, it's called rape. I can show my skin all the way to my thighs. I can play to win, just like you guys. Rules are the same for women and men. If I say no, you're gonna go. Even if I invited you in, even if I changed my mind, even if I said yes once, if I say no, it's called rape. I can show my skin all the way to my thighs. I can play to win, just like you guys. I don't care, husband, trick, or boyfriend, if I say no, it's called rape.
That was It's Called Rape by Dick and Jane live on KALX this last year in 2018. And now I'm going to play for you No Alternative, Smoke-Filled Rooms from Live at Gilman Street 1989, available on Die Laughing Records.
Thank you.
Dalton here. I want to talk about a studio that's in San Francisco, California. Lennon Studios at 271 Dory Street. Their phone number is 415-575-3636. They are such it's a great studio. I've been there several times to play a show or just rehearse. They cater to a lot of nationals like Elvis Costello, Cheap Trick, The Damned, Faith No More. It goes on and on. And they work with a lot of indie bands that are on the way up, like bands like Bite, Screaming Bloody Marys, The Next. And I just want to say shout out to Lennon Studios. And speaking about The Next, they have a new record out called Madhouse on Die Laughing Records. And Rob's going to play a song here in a few minutes or a few seconds. So again, shout out to Lennon Rehearsal Studios and to their crew.
This is The Next with Where Are the Mods?
I'm waiting for my girl. I swear she looks so fine. Waiting for so long. She likes to take her time. And all my friends, they come.
Maelstrom Minute with Curtis Smith of Maelstrom Music PR.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Hey, here's your Maelstrom Minute. This is Curtis, and I want to tell you about a few bands that are coming up. First one is Unit F. Mel Shantz and his band Unit F are coming out with a record here pretty soon. And I consider Mel to be one of the best one of the most talented punk rock singers in the industry. So check out Unit F. They got a record coming out soon. Of course, I want to talk about the Hellflowers. They got a record coming out in April. They're going to have a single coming out pretty soon. Another one is Cura. I've talked about Cura quite a bit, but they're going to be opening for Seven Dust in February. So check them out. Cura Music. It's Facebook, Cura Music. Let's see. The Nerve is another one that's coming out with some tours. They're going to be out in March. They're going to be playing Arizona, California, I think Nevada, New Mexico. So that's one to check out. They got some stuff going on. And then there's this cool band called Scattergun Moonshine. They're fairly new on the circuit. The guy that's the bass player's name is Chris DiTommaso. He used to open for Sub Woofer 5 back in the like 20 years ago or so. Rob would know Sub Woofer 5, obviously, because we produced a record. And it's one to check out. So these guys are up and coming. It's something to check out. Very cool stuff. And that is your Maelstrom Minute.
This is Sal Baby from Sonic Tsunami, and you're listening to Die Laughing Records radio podcast on RadioVegas.rocks.
Waiting for you there, you never come.
You just heard Still Waiting on Yesterday by Sonic Tsunami from Fremont, California. Now we're going to play a band from Sacramento, California. The band is called West Lords. You can find them on all the normal social platforms. And this track is Hammer and Anvil. This segment, What is PR?, is myself and Curtis Smith of Maelstrom PR having a conversation, jumping into it, and having quick tips for bands on things they can do to better themselves. So please share this with your friends.
I see a lot of bands mistake, and I want your take on it as a publicist. Is a lot of bands don't realize that the communication that they have with the people they're working with is huge. Just like when they're booking shows, the communication needs to be the same, like when they're booking shows with everyone else involved with promoting them and doing everything else. What's your take on it?
It's so important. I mean, everybody has to know what everybody's thinking. And the reason why is because if you don't know what's going on in someone's mind and you're trying to promote them, you're never going to know how to promote them. So if an artist is, I don't know, they have something going on in their head and it's just a thought, they need to at least try to communicate that to somebody so that person that's on the promotional side of things can say, hey, that's a great idea. Thanks for telling me about it. I have some friends that will help us out with that. So
yeah,
it just depends. I mean, it could be anything, but communication is huge because if the artist has something in mind, I mean, it's like, by all means, tell everyone about it. Let them know, you know, if it's your label, your publicist, your promoter, your, you know, a friend that books your shows, just say, hey, you know what? I have something in mind. I was thinking, what do you think about this? And then that person could say, hey, that's a great idea. Or, hey, maybe that's not such a good idea. And either way, it's going to benefit everybody. So communication is huge.
Well, I have a suggestion, but I wanted your take on it as well, because I know that you and I have a way of we work together.
Right.
But I want to suggest it out to everyone, because I think if everyone was able to work somewhat like this, it would make everyone's life easier. Mm-hmm. And that would be literally weekly updates. Like, oh, yeah. You send an email to everyone involved stating what you're trying to do that week or what your goal is, like a short-term goal. You know, something for the month and something for the next 6 months. And just basically it could be, we want to do this now. We're working on this. And this is what we're trying to accomplish by a certain date.
Where can people reach you at Maelstrom PR?
Well, you got my email address, which is maelstrompr@gmail.com. It's M as in Mary, A-L, excuse me, M as in Mary, A-E-L, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, R as in Roger, O as in Oscar, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, R as in Roger, @gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/MaelstromPR, or just Google Curtis Smith Maelstrom Music, Curtis Smith Maelstrom PR.
I'm a traveling black, hit a lot of spots all over the world. And with every hole, I've soiled the soul of at least one lovely girl. Shitty Senorita, Juarez, Mexico. I remember the night when she blew me in an alley. I made her call my daddy, cause I'm rich, fucked up, and white. Now my Nazi girl back in old Berlin makes my schnitzel churn, and my tootsie gal down Rwanda way makes my black penis burn. Crippled Polynesian babies under the sea, whores in Machu Picchu, and even if I never meet you, my semen's sure to greet you any hotel room you go. Yes, I'm a traveling black. Oh, I'm a traveling black. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right, Tom. I'm a traveling black. I'm dirty, dirty. I'm a traveling black. I'm well past 30. I'm a traveling black. I do the dirty of the traveling black. And you're a traveling fag. Now get the fuck out my bag. This should be a drag. I'm a traveling motherfucking mammal, bitch, I'm black. Now watch me do the dirty nasty everywhere I go. I scream and shout that shit because these bitches suck and blow, don't you know? Creep late nights up in hotel rooms being dirty. Bitch, I do not care if you're 15 years short of 30. Watch me go. Yes, the crowd is in attendance. Black Dahlia hits the mic. I grab and gripping, my weenie soon be dripping. Big Bad Tom airs down the Monterey Way.
Well, Eastern world, it is exploding. Violent flares and bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Well, look at all the hate there is in Red China. Take a look around at Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. Love your next door neighbor, and don't forget to say grace and tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
That was Johnny Thunders with Eve of Destruction. And if you don't know who Johnny was, because he's no longer with us, he was part of the New York Dolls, the Heartbreakers, and Gang War. So just a little information for you if you don't know. And before that, you heard Traveling Blag by Blag Dahlia off of the Hobo Circus and Friends CD that came out on Die Laughing Records. And that record also featured not only just Blag and the Unfortunate Bastard, but it also included Bill Collins, MDC Acoustic, Knox of the Vibrators, Aaron Cookman with Cinderblock, and a bunch more. A lot of those tracks, including the one you heard by Blag, are only available on the CD, which is available at all retail stores. Just go ask for it if they don't have it. Or you can go to dielaughingrecords.com and pick it up. About 6 years ago, I was in Monterey, California, and I was over near the pier. And I got out back off the pier to the concrete, and I noticed a guy, it was kind of getting dark, playing guitar. And he had his guitar case open, and he looked kind of scraggly, whatever, but I realized he was homeless very quickly. But he was playing music, and that's what attracted me over to see what he was up to. And I just listened for a little while, and then I decided I'm going to get this, so I recorded it. The next track is by a guy named Elliot, who I ended up giving some money to and tried to help him get some dinner that night. But this is him. I don't know how to reach him, but I just think this guy needs to be heard, so here you go.
You can't take my love away. my love away.
No, thank you.
Thank you for listening. That is the show. I want to thank Dave Dalton, Curtis Smith, Jillian Elizabeth, Jason Mr. Hat Martinez, Linda Zai, Rodney Lord Prosser. I want to thank Born Sick for the new theme song for the show, the Die Laughing Records radio podcast jingle, Radio Vegas Rocks, Jay and Josh, Cobra Side, Gubby and Randy, Sony and the Orchard for all our digital distribution. And my name is Robert Trissler. I am your host, and that's all. All songs on this episode have been approved by the bands on this episode.
Bullshit!
You're listening to the Die Laughing Records podcast with Rob Trissler. West Coast punk rock.
Radio Vegas dot rocks.
Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 12, Vegas time.